Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up at 12 o'clock, be listening, we will have the new mayor-elect of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas, in studio. That's coming up after the 12 o'clock news. He's making his way around, and he will be giving us some of his very valuable time today. Coming up at 12 o'clock, Jamie. 60-40 when we sat here yesterday saying that this was going to be one of the closest races ever.
It was not, in fact, one of the closest races ever. As far as voter turnout, I saw 17%. I saw 22% this morning. So pretty similar to when we had a competitive mayor's race, which was the last time Sly James was in it. So, yeah, around 20%.
The winner last night, Quentin Lucas, out of the gate.
I want to say thank you. Thank you so very much. And I will tell you this. I believe in you. I believe in Kansas City. And I believe in a strong future for all of us.
He's got more to say. And actually, he began his speech yesterday. I was watching both. And we're going to hear from Councilwoman Jolie Justice as well, who lost yesterday. But one of the things that stuck out to me was that Quentin Lucas, out of the gate, thanked in a very classy way Jolie for a good campaign. Because this was one of those campaigns that didn't have a ton of mudslinging, and as Jason Grill pointed out yesterday, till the very end,
yeah,
when some mailers started to go out, and other than that, there really wasn't a ton of nasty, nasty campaigning going on between these two.
No, no, not at all.
Here's more from Quentin Lucas yesterday.
So what I have to say is this. Thank you. We celebrate tonight. We make sure that we reach out to everyone who might not have been with us before, because we have a lot of work ahead to build a safer city, a stronger city, a fairer city, and a better city long term. Thank you all so very much. God bless you.
That was the end of Quentin yesterday as he was speaking downtown.
Here's what we have to say today. Today we received, it wasn't a mandate for me. It was a mandate for our issues. It was a mandate that cares about affordable housing in every neighborhood of Kansas City. It was a mandate that stands for the working man and woman, like the folks the Painters Union represents. It's a mandate that, above all else, makes sure that our citizens are safe, that we address violent crime, and we have a city where people can walk around in any neighborhood. And that's why I thank our support of the police and fire department.
Meanwhile, down in the West Bottoms, it was Jolie Justice who addressed the media after losing the mayoral race to Quentin Lucas.
You know, for the last 250 days, I got to do something I didn't think I was going to get to do. And that's run for the mayor of Kansas City. And so that's pretty cool. And over the 250 days, I've had the honor and the privilege of talking to people in every single corner of this city. We're talking to our neighbors, connecting with thousands of residents about the future of our home.
And more from Jolie Justice after losing yesterday.
So, Kansas City, I really mean it when I say this. We are on a roll right now. And we're just getting started. I know you love this city just as much as I do. And I know you have it in you to work to make this place even better. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but let's dig deep and make sure we build the safe, diverse, and equitable city we all want. Now let's keep walking, Kansas City.
That was Jolie Justice yesterday. And I don't know why Quentin won as opposed to Jolie. I mean, I have absolutely no idea. Jamie, one of the big criticisms of this was that they were so similar,
yeah,
in what they were going to do, both on the left side of the political spectrum. But it wound up being Quentin in a very, I don't want to say he walked to the victory, but 60-40.
Yeah, we don't know exactly who he attracted. We were talking about this quite a bit yesterday, that Quentin Lucas appeals to a younger demographic a little bit. He is a millennial, as you made a big deal of pointing out last night.
We got a millennial mayor. We got a millennial mayor. Woohoo!
So it could be that. He did, I can't remember what the number was, but he said, you know, we made a point of knocking on more doors.
60,000.
60,000. Okay, so it could have been some of that, that if you just meet him and you can ask him questions, that face-to-face time really helps. But when young people get out and vote, it really is pretty powerful. You know, that demographic to get out and vote. And geographically wise, I don't know that yet. I don't know where the voter turnout was the highest across the city yet.
Right. I haven't seen that breakdown. And I guess going in, all Quentin Lucas had to do, or one of the things Quentin Lucas had to do, was hold his own in the Northland.
Yeah.
If he could hold his own, finish around 50-50 in the Northland, everybody south of the river, the majority was going to vote for Lucas as opposed to Julie Justice. And I think the millennial thing, you know, all kidding aside, it really does play into it. I think that my generation, those of us that are between 22 and 38 or whatever the millennial, wherever millennial begins, I think that they're taking a real interest now, especially as they move back downtown potentially. Mm-hmm. Or I really feel like millennials from this election and into the next, when we get into 2020, it'll be interesting to see which way millennials go, because we got a governor up for re-election in the state of Missouri. Obviously, the presidential election is there. There's some interesting voting going on in Kansas as Pat Roberts will be done. It'll be interesting to see how these candidates go about grabbing the millennial vote, because there's a lot of us.
And as somebody said to me last night, Kansas Cityans tend to, I haven't been around long enough to be able to speak to this, but somebody who has said they tend to like the change. You know, that particularly in the mayor's race, they tend to like to mix it up a little bit.
And the status quo is going one way.
It's possible that the mayor's endorsement and the idea that it was just going to be more of the previous administration maybe was not as appealing to some people. And the difference a little bit was, in my mind, was that not that Quentin Lucas is against progress. Certainly no mayor, no one who wants to be mayor of the city is against moving forward. But he did talk a little bit more about the crime and about the safety and about maybe a wider audience a little bit. I will be fascinated to find out who voted in this election. I just don't know that yet.
He obviously was going to attract more of attention from people on the east side of Truce, the black community. And, you know, there's been a lot of complaints that, okay, we're doing all these things downtown, but it's up and down Main Street. It's nowhere near 21st and Indiana. You know what I mean? Like, it's that where is this city going to go? Do you want to keep that dividing line to really divide the city? Quentin Lucas was talking about the streetcar going east-west.
Right.
You know what I mean? And expanding into where there are predominantly more African Americans than just up and down the streetcar line.
Rather than us making assumptions, some of you are texting in anyway.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to tell me who you vote, I mean, I'm not going to see your name, obviously, just your phone number. Tell me who you voted for and why. If you voted in this election yesterday, who'd you pick for mayor, and what made the difference for you? It's interesting. It's always fascinating in an election, the thing that tips people one way or the other. And sometimes maybe that was your council person and you had a really good experience, or they were your council person and you did not have a good experience, or it was one interaction that made you think, this is my person, that's all it takes. We'll read some of these coming up. Some of you are texting 22980, or if you want to call 576-7798. If you voted in the mayor's race yesterday, who'd you vote for and why?
That's a fascinating question to me.
Just curious to know what did it for you.
And obviously, if you don't feel comfortable, you want to use a fake name, whatever. But I'd love to know where you live, too.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Do you live in the Northland? Was Quentin the guy? Was Jolie your vote? Do you live east of Troost? And was Quentin your guy?
Sorry. Did you support someone else in the primary who didn't make it to the general election and then you had to switch?
576-7798. 576-7798. Ashley, you're on KMBZ. Ashley, where do you live?
I live in the Northland.
Okay, you live in the Northland. Who'd you vote for?
Yep. My husband and I both voted for Mr. Lucas, and we're both in our 40s.
Okay, why Lucas over Justice?
I actually had reached out to him because the crime in the Northland is getting way out of control, and I reached out to him on Facebook, and he actually responded to me. And that is very, very important. And after hearing him speak on your guys' program and on various radio programs and television programs, we felt like he was the best fit for Kansas City. We felt like he knew Kansas City better, knew the inner city better, and had a better plan for taking care of our crime.
What did he ever get into, and I'm sure he didn't give you too many specifics because he's a politician, and he'll laugh at that, but did he ever give you an answer to your concerns about Northland crime?
Not specifically as to what he's going to do, but he did let me know that he was aware of the situation and aware that the crime rates in the Northland are going up. He felt like a more relatable candidate.
Hey, Ashley, thank you as always. We appreciate it. 576-7798. two things stood out to me about Quentin's campaign was his push to fix crime and his push for the affordable housing.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that you that stuck out from his campaign. 576-7798.
We're getting a ton of texts. Again, if you had the opportunity to vote in the Kansas City mayor's race yesterday, who'd you pick and what moved your needle? Why'd you do it? A couple of texts here. I am a black, straight female who resides on the east side of Troost. I was initially leaning toward Jolie Justice until the negative ads started running on her end. The ads did not sit well with me, and that was the deal breaker. Here's another text. I did not vote for either candidate. I voted for council seats instead. I have no confidence in another African-American mayor. They have no interest in the east side whatsoever.
Okay. All right.
3949. If you want to call, I'd be curious to know more about your thoughts on that.
Let's go to Greg in Midtown. Greg, thank you so much for calling. Greg, where do you live?
I'm right in Midtown, east of Troost, as a matter of fact.
Midtown, east of Troost. How old are you?
I'm 54 years of age.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Quentin Lucas.
Why?
Well, because he spoke of the things that he desired, the changes he wanted to make in the Midtown area. And he spoke of differences in fair housing and so forth going on east of Maine. And the most notoriety we've had in the news, if it isn't crime, is the renaming of Paseo over to Dr. Martin Luther King. We heard that every week after week in the newspaper and so forth, but nothing ever positive came. What about the changes like prices in the grocery stores and stuff like that? I'm just looking for an impact to come about, and I think that's why Mr. Lucas was chosen as mayor, and also that's why a couple of new faces are coming in, I believe, as city councilmen.
If you were to check a box, favorable or unfavorable, how would you view Mayor James' term in Kansas City?
Oh, favorable. Let me give you this insight. I'm a partner in a transportation business, so I'm all over the city, and I'm dealing with the upper echelon as far as citizens of Kansas City and so forth. And it has never been more impactful over the past 5 or 6 years than it had been previously. And I've been in this industry for 17 years. So that tells me a positive with the changes that's going on downtown and throughout the city. I think we're moving in the right direction. And I think Mr. Lucas will continue that wave of positive energy and the changes coming about the city on the good point.
Greg, was there anything about Councilwoman Justice that stuck out that made you vote for Quentin, or was it just, I like what Quentin says?
The meter moved a little bit more as the ladies, you just read a text about the negative slandering, you know, not slandering, but the mudslinging. I didn't like that, and I appreciate that Mr. Lucas didn't do that.
Hey, thank you for your phone call, Greg. Appreciate it. 576-7798. If you voted yesterday, who'd you vote for and why?
It's interesting that the ads are coming up in a lot of people's responses, and that a lot of people maybe changed their minds at the end because of the negative ads.
So many people were on the fence.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, and look, we hear ads on our station just like you hear ads on our station, and I'm sure they run everywhere. Every ad I saw on TV, Jamie, and I don't watch as much local television because I, you know.
Right.
I have Amazon. Whatever.
Yeah.
But when I watch the locals, especially in the morning, I watch it with Britton. The ads I saw for Quentin were basically him standing with Kansas City in the background, talking about his message.
Mm-hmm.
The ads I saw for Jolie were not of Jolie, but they were the produced ads in some think tank somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much effect she had on those because I wouldn't see as many. Hi, I'm Jolie Justice, and we want to keep Kansas City rolling. But I would see Quentin Lucas saying, hey, here's what we want to do. I want to fix potholes. I want to do this. I want to do that. And that stuck out to me more as we don't see positive ads anymore.
Yeah. Let me read you a couple of texts. I live in the Northland. I voted for Jolie based on her work throughout the airport drama. This is what I think a lot of people think. I have no ill will for Quentin Lucas. I'm not upset he won. Like you said, both candidates were similar. Here's another one. I voted for Quentin Lucas. There were some negative ads being broadcast by the other person. I'm tired of hearing the negative, especially from our wonderful president. I will go with the person being positive. Lucas also had a lot of endorsements that mattered to me. I live in Hyde Park.
Okay.
So some of the endorsements made a difference. Somebody texted earlier and said he got the support of the firefighters union, and that was what made them vote for him.
Okay.
So right. Sometimes those endorsements matter.
576-7798. Let's go to Ellen on KMBZ. Ellen, where do you live?
East of Troost.
East of Troost. Can I ask your age?
74.
Who did you vote for, Ellen?
I voted for Justice.
Why?
I just feel like that we get more concentration on the housing needs in our area. All the improvements, like the airport is great, but there's a lot of issues that need to be employment, transportation, that need to be done for this part of the city, and I felt that she would concentrate greater on those efforts. I'm really kind of unhappy about the intention that the city has given our streets, especially in our area. I think it's Department of Transportation and problem that they have allowed contractors to put in substandard materials. And I've seen streets fix and be bad 6 months. They pulled the curbs on.
Oh, Ellen, your phone is breaking up, but we thank you very much for your phone call. I will say this, regardless of who was going to win as mayor, potholes had to be talked about and addressed, and this was the This was the worst winter ever.
Yeah.
So I it's hard to sit here and say, well, one candidate cared about potholes, the other didn't. Mayor James didn't. Everybody got bombarded by Mother Nature this year.
So Quentin Lucas is going to join us in studio at noon, and if we have time with him, I think one of the questions that it seems like some of you are struggling with is. And frankly, I'm debating a bit in my head. Several of you have said he's still not going to put more money into the East Side, that some of you didn't support him that live on the East Side because you don't think he's going to do anything about it.
Okay.
And in my head, I don't mean to be the skeptic, but in my head, I'm wondering, well, how much more money do you want for the East Side?
18th and Vine keeps getting a ton of money.
And at what point do you say it's okay to say we're kind of done putting money into the East Side? Now, if you want to talk about crime, that's a police issue, and that's fine. But if you're just talking about, you know, investing money into business and that kind of thing, there are some people who say, you know, there's been enough investment out there. So it's something that we will ask him, because the skepticism is, even though that's, you know, his home base, that he's not going to take care of it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.